With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. If you get your power from consumers' energy, you've likely been putting money into a savings account for Palisades Nuclear Power Plant for years. Consumers charges ratepayers a small fee that goes into what's called a decommissioning trust fund. That money will be used to clean up radioactive contamination at the site once Palisades shuts down. Right now, there's more than $400 million in the trust fund. But as WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, environmentalists worry it won't be enough.
When a nuclear power plant shuts down, eventually the company that owns it has to tear down the buildings and clean up any radioactive contamination at the site. How much does that cost? The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the average is anywhere from $200 to $600 million. But decommissioning some nuclear plants today costs a lot more than that. Zion Nuclear in Illinois and Vermont Yankee Power Plant, for example, are expected to cost more than $1 billion in the end. Kevin Camps is from Beyond Nuclear, a national group that wants to see nuclear power plants shut down. He says these numbers matter.
The job is cleaning up radioactive contamination of the environment that has built up for years and decades. This is very dangerous and hazardous contamination.
A 2005 Nuclear Regulatory Commission report showed that the plant had about $100 million less than the agency's suggested minimum. But the NRC says that no such shortfall exists and that Palisades is meeting the agency's requirements. Camps has a theory for the discrepancy. Consumers Energy sold the plant to Entergy Nuclear in 2006. As part of the deal, Consumers got to keep more than $300 million of decommissioning money. That was more than half the plant's fund at the time, according to the St. Joseph Benton Harbor Herald Palladium. Here's Camps.
It was really incredible that they got away with that. That was ratepayer money that they put in their pockets.
Camps says Consumers did give about a third of that money back to its customers.
And I guess that was their justification, hopefully, to keep ratepayers quiet. Most ratepayers didn't even know that this was happening.
At the time, Entergy, Palisades' new owner, thought the plant would easily make up that money. After all, it was supposed to operate until 2031, not 2018. But the NRC says Palisades still has quite some time to gather enough funds for decommissioning. Nuclear energy companies can let a plant sit for up to 60 years after shutdown, until they're ready to dismantle its buildings and clean up any contamination at the site. Rex Edwards is a senior health physicist at the NRC. He says 60 years might seem like a long time, but
that allows for radioactive decay of any material that's at the site. And that in turn results in less dose to workers that are actually going to be involved in the cleanup.
Right now, almost half of the country's shuttered nuclear plants are just waiting to be torn down. Environmentalists argue that has more to do with funding than safety. But why don't these plants have enough money to decommission right away? Another government agency says there's a problem with the NRC's math. Frank Rusko is the director of the Natural Resources and Energy Group for the Government Accountability Office. The GAO audits other federal government agencies and reports back to Congress.
What really is the issue is that NRC's formula for establishing how much decommissioning money needs to be collected before the retirement of the plant, it's very old, and so it's based on old data.
In 2012, a GAO report found that the NRC's formula often miscalculated the costs of decommissioning nuclear plants. Of the plants the GAO studied, many underestimated the cost. Some estimates accounted for only about 60 or 70% of the final total. A few times, the formula overestimated. Rusko says the GAO recommended that the NRC revise its formula,
so that they could build in uncertainty about costs and also forecast better what they expect costs to be doing in the future. And they have not yet implemented that recommendation.
In fact, the formula was created long before any nuclear plants were ever decommissioned. That's according to Greg White. He's with a trade group that represents state utility commissions.
It was not an exact science. It was just kind of a ballpark or best guesstimate, if you will.
If a company doesn't have enough money to decommission on its own, it might explore cheaper options. White says sometimes nuclear companies will hire for-profit firms that decommission plants at a lower cost. Kevin Camps of Beyond Nuclear says Entergy, the company that owns Palisades, is already doing this at its Vermont Yankee plant. It recently sold Yankee to a company called North Star.
And the whole idea is to expedite decommissioning and to get the job done quickly. And North Star, again, will try to simply pocket the proceeds, the leftover funding.
But how much money will end up in Palisades' decommissioning fund, and what Entergy will decide to do with it, is up in the air for now. Palisades will have to complete a more in-depth decommissioning cost estimate 2 years after the plant shuts down. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.